With KZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Thanksgiving is the traditional start of the holiday season. It's also the traditional start of the cold and flu season. As family and friends gather, they not only bring food and good cheer, they can also bring coughs and runny noses. This year, one of the illnesses, RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus, has become a serious and sometimes deadly threat for young children. And it's causing concern at local hospitals.
I'm Alan Radner. I'm a infectious diseases specialist, and I'm also the chief medical officer of the Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System.
And I am Dr. Suzanne Rosen. I am a family physician, and I work at Salinas Valley Medical Clinic.
I spoke with Drs. Radner and Rosen at Salinas Valley Memorial Hospital about the nature of RSV, how parents can protect their children, and why such a common virus is such a big threat this year.
This is not a new virus, and I think it's important for parents to understand that. We see it every year, and in fact, most people over the age of 2 have had RSV before. But the difference this year is that in 2020 and 2021, we were staying home, and we had masks on, and we were isolating, and children weren't going to school.
So we're looking at double the population of children that are, you know, at risk of getting respiratory syncytial virus. And a number of the more serious cases that we've seen here are 4- and 5-year-olds, children that historically had already had a mild illness before the age of 2. And in some parts of the country, they're seeing up to 300% increases in the numbers of RSV cases that they've historically seen.
Yeah, and are you seeing an increase in children coming in with RSV?
We sure are. Yeah. We're seeing a lot of sick kids. Anyone who's spending any time around kids right now knows that there's a lot of kids that are sick.
We're running about 2 to 3 times what is our average census on our pediatric wards. And what has us very concerned are very sick children are almost always cared for at academic medical centers like Lucile Packard or UCSF, and unfortunately, they're running out of beds.
Are most of the children able to be treated and go home?
Yes, for most children, RSV is a mild disease. So for most children, they'll have cold-like symptoms. Some children will have fever. Some children will have wheezing, congestion, stuffy noses, sore throats. But about 1-2% of small children can get severe disease. And so that's about that number ends up getting admitted to hospitals.
For a parent, at what point do you realize I should take my child in?
I think the first thing is don't panic. What I tell my patients to look for is children that look like they're working hard at breathing. What parents will notice is they'll see a heaving of the chest, and sometimes the abdominal muscles as well. So a lot of heaving of the chest coming in and out. The other thing we ask parents to look for is something we call retractions. Retractions is where you can see the skin sucking inward with each breath. The places we ask parents to look is above the collarbones and above the breastbone. Another place to look for, especially in babies, is nasal flaring. You can see the nostrils flare with a breath.
Yeah, we're going into a holiday period where the whole point is that we all get together as family and friends. What's your advice for people during this period?
You know, certainly hand washing, covering a cough, wiping down surfaces. Ventilation is important, so if you can be outdoors or open windows or have Thanksgiving dinner out on the patio, that can make a big difference. If you have a child who has a history of severe asthma or is immunocompromised, or you have a newborn, you may want to reconsider going to a large family gathering. I would also ask anyone who's having any cold symptoms to please stay home.
We're very concerned. We've discussed over and over again that we're concerned that if we're going to see a surge, it's going to be after Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Dr. Alan Radner, Chief Medical Officer at Salinas Valley Memorial Healthcare System, and Dr. Susan Rosen, a family physician at Salinas Valley Medical Clinic. Doug McKnight, KZU News.